The Law and the Word by T. Troward. Foreword. How is one to know a friend? Certainly not by the duration of acquaintance. Neither can friendship be bought or sold by service rendered, nor can it be coined into acts of gallantry or phrases of flattery. It has no part in the small change of courtesy. It is outside all these, containing them all, and superior to them all. To some is given the great privilege of a day set apart to mark the arrival of a total stranger, panoplied with all the insignia of friendship. He comes unannounced. He bears no letter of introduction. No mutual friend can vouch for him. Suddenly and silently, he steps unexpectedly out of the shadow of material concern and spiritual obscurity, into the radiance of intimate friendship, as a picture is projected upon a light screen. But, unlike the phantom picture, he is an instant reality that one's whole being immediately recognizes. And the radiance of fellowship that pervades his word, thought and action holds all the essence of long companionship. Unfortunately, there are too few of these bright messengers of God to be met with in life's pilgrimage. But that Judge Troward was one of them and will never be doubted by the thousands who are now mourning his departure from among us. Those whose closest touch with him has been the reading of his books will mourn him as a friend, only less than those who listen to him on the platform. For no books ever written more clearly expressed the author. The same simple lucidity and gentle humanity. The same effort to discard complicated non-essentials. Mark both the man and his books. Although the spirit of benign friendliness pervades his writings and illuminated his public life, yet much of his capacity for friendship was denied those who were not privileged to clasp hands with him and to sit beside him in familiar confidence. Only in the intimacy of the fireside did he wholly reveal his innate modesty and simplicity of character. Here alone, glamoured with his radiating friendship, was shown the wealth of his richly stored mind, equipped by nature and long training to deal logically with the most profound and abstruse questions of life. Here indeed was proof of his greatness, his unassuming superiority, his humanity, his keen sense of honour, his wit and humour, his generosity, and all the characteristics of a rare gentleman, a kindly philosopher, and a true friend. To Judge Troward was given the logician's power to strip a subject bare of all superfluous and concealing verbiage, and to exhibit the gleaming jewels of truth and reality in splendid simplicity. This supreme quality, this ability to make the complex simple, the power to subordinate the non-essential, gave to his conversation, to his lectures, to his writings, and in no less degree to his personality, a direct and charming naivety that at once challenged attention and compelled confidence and affection. His sincerity was beyond question. However, much one might differ from him in opinion, at least one never doubted his profound faith and complete devotion to truth. His guileless nature was beyond ungenerous suspicions and selfish ambitions. He walked calmly upon his way, wrapped in the majesty of his great thoughts, oblivious to the vexation of the world's cynicism. Charity and reverence for the indwelling spirit marked all his human relations.